Beautiful thing. I'd like to share with you just a thought that occurred to me actually this morning, but I think I've been bothered by it for a while. In the Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos morning, we find that the Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris is dedicated to referencing specifically the Maimon Har Sinai and the Kabbalah Satoira. But after it says, V'chosu lehem Shmir HaShabbos, then it says, V'chein kosu b'seiro secho. And instead of mentioning what it says in the Aseres HaDibros about Shabbos, that Zochres Yom HaShabbos, Kadosh Sheish Yom Tablas Yisko Melachtecho, it references Vishomru B'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, which are psukim that are in the parasha that we read this Shabbos. I often wonder what's so specifically important about, rather than referencing the Aseres HaDibros, referencing these psukim, and what is it in these psukim that's so special? So Rashi, actually, it's repeated twice, this one pasuk, in both in Parshas Kisiso, but when the Torah says, Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael ois hi le'oilom, kisheshis yomim osa Hashem es ha'shmai ves ha'oretz, v'yom ha'shir shovas v'yenofash, between me and the Jewish people, this is a sign. What is the sign? Many interpret the sign to me that Hashem created the world. I think the art scroll translates it that way. But Rashi seems to say something different. Rashi seems to say that Beini ubein b'nei Yisrael ois ha'olam ois gedoylo shebocharti bochem v'hanchini lochem es yoy menuchosi lemenucho. This is a great sign that you are my chosen people, because I have given you as a Yerusha, as an inheritance, the day of my completion of the world, that you should also live in that state of menucha, in that state of completedness, not to have to worry about everything. Everything in your life is complete. And it seems that what Shabbos is, according to what Rashi is saying, is a sign of the unique relationship that exists between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, in the davening, we really say that. Because right after we say Vishom, we say, he didn't give it to the goyim. What? He didn't give Shabbos to the goyim. He didn't give any of the mitzvahs to the goyim. They have Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There are seven mitzvahs that they have. All the Tariq mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, were given to us. But the pshat is that Shabbos is the one thing that should have been given to the goyim. Why? We celebrate Pesach. Nobody else should celebrate Pesach, because we're the ones that experienced the miracles. We're the ones that went out of Mitzrayim. We celebrate Shavuos. Nobody else should celebrate Shavuos, because we're the ones that accepted the Torah. We celebrate Sukkos. Nobody else should celebrate, because we're the ones that lived 40 years miraculously in the Midbar. However, when it comes to Shabbos, the whole world is a beneficiary of creation. If Shabbos is a reminder that Hashem created the world, then everybody is really shaykh to that. Everybody should be part of that. It belongs to the whole world. Yet Hashem chose only this special people that he knew would take this mission very seriously. And it's a sign of that very special relationship that I have invited you to my anniversary celebration, which in truth, everybody in the world should be invited to, but they're disinvited to. It's a private party. It's an invitation to celebrate the anniversary of creation together with the Creator himself. And the invitees are only those that have committed themselves and dedicated themselves to fulfill, to follow the directives that Hashem has given at Har Sinai. And that's the Klal Yisrael. Now, anybody can join, but you got to join the club. You can't come in just as a freeloader, or you can't come in just as a visitor. We don't accept visitors to this exclusive celebration. You want to become part of the club? Be my guest. Go through the right process of conversion. But other than that, this is so exclusive, and it speaks of the closeness and the unique relationship that we have with Hashem, which really means that when we celebrate the Shabbos, we're really celebrating a very, very special bond, a very, very special connection, a very, very special loving connection that we have between the Creator and us. And he's only invited us to celebrate that as a sign of how much he cares, how much he loves, how much he respects, and how much he trusts that we are going to be the ones, as we have been for thousands of years, taking the message that he delivered to us at Har Sinai 3,300 plus years ago and keeping it, maintaining it, observing it. It's amazing. We've been doing this for thousands of years. The world has caught on. Many people have copied, some on Friday, some on Sunday. But this is this exclusive expression of this loving relationship. And that's really one of the themes that Shabbos has. And when we feel this in the Shabbos experience, when we say these words, Beinu bein b'nei Yisrael, oisi le'olam, it's a sign of our unique relationship. Because Sheishes Yom Yisrael, and I only gave it to you, I only invited you to celebrate. So Shabbos can be truly an uplifting experience because of the fact that it represents that special loving connection that we have with the Creator. But there's really something else that that Shabbos does for us in a very, very unique way. Shabbos is also a testimony to the creation. And it's very, very significant because the testimony means we, by living on Shabbos in a state of completedness, this is important, who says it in short words. He says, what is menucha? We're supposed to rest on Shabbos. Uveshleimus tihye menucha. When my world is complete, I'm at rest. Try going on a vacation in the middle of terrible things going on in your office. It's very, very difficult, especially today with the cell phones and with everything. It's hard. You can't do it. It's how do you get your mind? Shabbos? My world is complete. Anything that has to be done, had to be done before. There's nothing I can do about it. I can't do anything about it. It's just like, it's done. But it's not only that it's psychologically complete. Because since Shabbos represents the special loving relationship between me and my Creator, when I stop, when I close this down, when I end all of my worldly pursuits on Friday afternoon, I'm relying on my loving Creator who has invited me to his celebration, and I'm actually going to the celebration. So what am I worried about? My business? My problems? I'm going to celebrate together with the Creator. He only invited me as a sign of a special loving relationship. If he loves me so much, I can count on him that he'll take care of me too. He'll take care of my business. He'll take care of my problems. Everything will be all right. And that's really what the Shabbos can do. It's an amazing thing that anything that has to be done before. Because by the time those candles are lit, by the time we are Mekabel Shabbos, my world is complete. There's nothing I can do about it. And I've learned such a lesson of reliance on Hashem, because since he's the Creator, he's all powerful, and he has invited me to this celebration, he'll take care of me. I don't have to worry about anything. It's an amazing lesson. It's an amazing actualization of an experience of trusting Hashem. And that's what we do, Shabbos. You know, today it's not as easy to speak about as it used to be, because today Shabbos is not the main business day for most people. It used to be. And when Jews closed down their shop or their push carts on the Lower East Side and where all the business was taking place, what a statement of trust in God. What a statement of confidence that the loving relationship that exists between us will certainly afford that Hashem will take care of me. And he won't let me lose any business. To the contrary, I will flourish. I don't imagine he's alive anymore. I met him when he was already an old man. That was like 40 years ago when I lived here. But he was a Jew that was a Holocaust survivor. And he told me the following story. First, he showed me, he said he was the biggest garment distributor on the West Coast. He showed me a postcard that he sends out before Shavuos to 10,000 businesses that he's going to be closed for 2 days in honor of the Jewish holiday. He says, I came here, I didn't have a penny to my name. Well, they came with a group of friends, we came together. Couldn't do anything. We couldn't. And my friends, they started to work on Shabbos. One by one, they gave in. I refused. I used to buy a little piece of material, and I made handkerchiefs. In my little apartment, I made handkerchiefs and I sold them. One thing led to another, and eventually he became a Shomer Shabbos, the largest garment distributor on the West Coast. He says, all my friends, they have no money and they have no nachas. And I'm a wealthy, wealthy man right now. and I have wonderful children, I have nachas for my children, a different world, all because of the Shabbos. Somebody once said, and I never was able to find authoritatively who it was, but more than the Jew has done to keep the Shabbos, has the Shabbos done to keep the Jew. That power of that day of connection to Hashem, that day of realization that I have this special relationship with Hashem, that realization that Hashem has chosen us to invite to this anniversary celebration of creation to the exclusion of the whole world. No one else is allowed to come in. If they would walk in, we would have to ask them, maybe not such polite terms, please, this is not for you. This is something that gives me the strength to go on. It gives me the courage, the conviction, the bitochen in Hashem to follow through the whole week. I remember we the first building we purchased for our yeshiva in New York, in Cedarhurst. So I needed that week for the closing $150,000. I was short. I walked into my house Friday night, I remember, and I said, you know, I need $150,000 during the week for the closing, but don't worry, on Shabbos, the money is in the bank. My world is complete. I have nothing to worry about. There's nothing I can do about it. And I got this special relationship with the Creator, so I'm surely not worried. If he's capable of creating the world, he's capable of helping me with my $150,000. And if he invited me to the party, that means he loves me. So if he loves me and he's capable, I'm relying on him. The money's in the bank, but there's a problem. When you make Havdalah after Shabbos, the money goes out of the bank. Because the money was in the bank because I trusted him. So I had a chop. Technically, you're allowed to make Havdalah till Tuesday. So I figured like this, I'll schedule the closing for Monday and I'll make Havdalah after that. Well, of course, I didn't do that. But Baruch Hashem, the inspiration that I got over Shabbos, knowing that the money was in the bank, knowing that the Creator loves me, knowing that he takes care of me, knowing that he's capable of everything and anything. And the last minute, I tell you, at 1:30, I had to go across the street to the lawyer's office. You know, we have lawyers for closings there, not escrow companies. And at 1:29, someone brought in the check, a bank check for $150,000. So it's a whole different life. The Shabbos is the source of brocha. The Shabbos is the source of our connection with Hashem. The Shabbos is the source of our ability to trust Hashem in everything because he's capable of all, and we have a special relationship, so what more can we ask for? Now, I'd like to share with you a story. I think this story describes what Shabbos is. It was written by a German poet. And if you're asking me, what am I doing reading German poetry? Well, number one, I don't read German. But I heard this from an Odem Godel, who told me in his youth he read this someplace. Don't ask me about that. But anyway, that's the story. So I think I'm allowed to say it over. He said like this. There was a Polish landlord. And he happened to be a nice guy. He had a lot of Jewish tenants. And he used to visit the tenants from time to time to see how they were doing. Come in, sit down, schmooze with them a little bit. That was his thing. Fine. One Friday night, he comes upon this Jewish family. And they're sitting around the table. And they're singing Zmiros. And they're talking Divrei Torah. And there's such a camaraderie and such a tranquility and such a beautiful connection between them all. And they seem that they're in a world of themselves and the rest of the world, whatever is going on outside is totally irrelevant to them. No worry, no pain, nothing to think about. We have the Shabbos and we're connected and we're enjoying every moment, smiles on their faces. He was uplifted. But he looked around. Can't say that about this building. He saw it leaking in from the ceiling in a few places. And he saw the tablecloth was frayed. And he saw the clothing was old. And even the food was very sparse. And he was shocked by the contrast. Such happiness, such tranquility, such a positive, enjoying spirit, and such poverty. And he was taken by it. Had a good heart. He walks over to the balabas and says to him, Reb Yid, one request, anything in the world that you ask of me will be yours. This poor Jew had the opportunity to get a new house, a new apartment, a new job, $1 million, anything he wanted, anything. Could have asked for a couple more wishes too, but that's besides the point. So What did he ask for? There was a thick candle. They didn't have electricity those days, sitting in the middle of the table. And it was bent over, and it was dripping, and it was going to go out faster because it was dripping, and we wouldn't be able to enjoy the Shabbos as much. He says, could you be so kind as to straighten up the candle for me? That was his one request. Now, truth is, he could have had anything in the world he wanted, but he couldn't relate to the question of, Was fehlt euch, Rabbi Yid? What are you lacking? I'm lacking nothing. On Shabbos, the money is in the bank. The business is taken care of. We have everything that we need. On Shabbos is menucha. Menucha means my world is complete. In fact, that is the testimony to creation, because I live the way Hashem lived. On Shabbos, his world was complete, and now my world is complete. And in that completion, not only do I exercise and remind myself of that special relationship, but I testify to the fact that Hashem created the world. And he couldn't relate to the question of what was he lacking. The only thing he was lacking, forgive me, wasn't halachically appropriate either, is a Shabbos goy. That's the only thing he needed, was a Shabbos goy to straighten out. I'm not supposed to do that either, because the Chachomim told us that even that we don't need. The Shabbos can be so complete, we can manage without the Shabbos goy too. Unless it's certain circumstances, whatever. But this is the Shabbos has that power to elevate me to the extent that my world is complete. I need nothing. My relationship with Hashem, my knowledge of Hashem as the Creator, my knowledge of Hashem as the one who loves us so much and invited us to this exclusive celebration. Nothing. Nothing. I need nothing. My world is complete. I'd like to take this one step further. Everybody wants to be happy. I don't think I've interviewed and I've spoken all over. And every time you ask me, what do they really want out of life? Everyone wants happiness. And fortunes, more than probably anything else, is spent on the pursuit of happiness. And by any of the statistics and any of the rates that we can judge, we're not doing too good a job. You know, suicide rate, substance abuse rate, rates that mental health professionals can charge. I hope there's no one that's offended. You know, by any of the rates we see, the world is not such a happy place. How come? More money spent, pursuit of happiness is the ultimate goal, and ain't such a happy place after all. And I have a theory. I think the reason is we don't know what happiness is. We don't know what happiness is. We don't know what we're looking for. You can't find it. More than that, our society has taught us a wrong equation. Happiness equals pleasure. No, not so. And let me explain why. In the Lashon HaKodesh, we have the three-letter root. The three-letter root of the word expresses what the word means, not just arbitrary. And, for example, this is a table because people decided to call it a table, and a chair because they decided to call it a chair by convention. In Lashon HaKodesh, the three-letter root implants the meaning in the word. Maybe one of the highest forms of happiness, David HaMelech said, Achashualti beis Hashem o yisavakesh, shivti beis Hashem. All David HaMelech wanted is to sit beis Hashem. And what did David HaMelech say about one who sits beis Hashem? Ashrei yoshvei beisecho. That's happiness, if you sit beis Hashem. So maybe osher, ashrei, osher, is maybe the highest form of happiness. The shoyresh, aleph, shin, resh, represents the concept of ishur, validation. Happiness is about feeling good about myself. If I feel good about myself, I'm happy. If I don't feel good about myself, all the pleasure in the world is not going to help me fill that void. And to the contrary, the outside pleasures are sending me the message, you don't feel good about yourself, and you need the drink, and you need the drug, and you need the thrill, you need the pleasure, you need the food, you need the vacation, you need this, otherwise you won't feel good. That sends a message that I'm not valid. I don't feel good about myself. So happiness is about feeling good about oneself. What is one of the most critical ingredients in feeling good about oneself? I would suggest purpose and meaning in life. If I would walk into my therapist's office and say, hey, doc, I have no purpose in living, I would say if the doc is smart, he'd order a suicide watch. Because if I have no purpose in living, I have no purpose. My life has no meaning. What am I doing here? Why would I want to live? He says, Shabbos tells us there's a purpose. There's a creator. There was a creation. A creation is, by definition, a purposeful act. If there's a creator and a creation, then there's purpose. My life has meaning. have to now find out what that purpose is. And Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us the Torah to tell us what that purpose is. And in that Torah, everyone could find the communal purpose, the cholistical purpose, and the individual purpose as well. But now my life has meaning. It has purpose. Because the Creator Himself, who's the only one who knows the true purpose, otherwise I guess at this purpose and that purpose, but who knows, it's not truly satisfying unless it's real. Imagine if I just use this as a hair scratcher. The manufacturer, the Borei Olam himself, has told us the purpose. Shabbos gives us the reminder of a creator, of a purpose in life, and we can be truly happy. So no matter how you slice it, from all sides, this Shabbos represents such a gift. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have a matono toivo that I'm going to give you. He gave us the Torah and he gave us the Shabbos. The Shabbos is such a gift. We can connect with Hashem, we can recognize there's a creator and we can rely on him. We can recognize the loving relationship that he has with us and that uplifts us. It gives us a sense of completedness. I don't have to worry. I can't relate to the question on Shabbos of what am I lacking? The money is all in the bank. And it gives me this sense of knowing my life has a purpose and I can truly be happy with that purpose. So, Be'ez Hashem, if we take this Shabbos not only in the dikduke dinim, which are critical, because without the dikduke dinim, without keeping the Shabbos with all of its halochas, it can't have this effect on us. I can't have a relationship with the Creator on my terms. It has to be on His terms. And His terms are really all for my benefit. And when we do that, and when we internalize the message, and we think about creation, and we think about the testimony to creation, and we think about the unique invitation to celebrate together with the Creator, and the fact that we have a purpose in life, Shabbos can be truly the source of blessing that can give us the strength to go through the whole week and to go through our whole lives with a renewed sense of bitochen in Hashem, of optimism, of happiness, of fulfillment, and all of that strength can be derived from the Shabbos.